Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. At this year's Pastor's Study Week, which was held at Westfield House, our Theological College of Studies in Cambridge, the pastors of the ELCE were privileged to have Dr. Harold Sinkbile and Dr. Beverly Yonke of Doxology leading our study and our discussions. It was during one of those discussions that Dr. Yonke asked us to stretch out our hands straight in front of us. Then she said, "Fold your arms." I can see many of you already doing this as you listen to the broadcast. Great. I encourage you to play along at home. Then she asked us to think about the position that our hands were in. Now, my right hand was under my left arm, and my left hand was on top of my right arm. And then she said, "Put your arms straight out in front of you again." Then she instructed us to fold our arms once again, but this time reversing the position of our hands. It was actually very comical watching a library full of pastors trying to fold their arms, but failing miserably. I suspect you had the same difficulties we all had when you tried it. Even when taking several seconds to think about placing my right hand on my left arm and my left fist under my right arm, I couldn't do it. And ever since then, I've continued working on becoming an ambidextrous arm folder. Dr. Yonke's point, as she noted, was to say that so many things in our life are done without even thinking about them. They are habits. Habits that are so ingrained in us that we subconsciously do them. And if we try to change them, these ingrained habits, it is extremely difficult. And it takes practice and lots of time. Many of our habits are beneficial to us. Things like brushing our teeth, looking both ways before we cross a road, stopping at red lights, giving hugs to our spouse and children, and telling them that we love them. But some habits are detrimental to us and our daily lives. These habits might be physical, but often the most damaging bad habits are psychological or spiritual. Just think about your daily life. What is the first thought that runs through your mind when you wake up in the morning? Perhaps it's something like, "I didn't get enough sleep," or "There won't be enough time in the day to do all that I need to do." Habitually, many of us focus on what we lack. We don't have enough money, time, energy, or patience. We are not fit enough, pretty enough, thin enough, respected and loved enough, listened to enough, and there just isn't space to go on. Due to our sinful nature, humanity tends far too often to habitually dwell on our perception that we are hard done by. Even among Christians, spiritual bad habits can be formed with devastating consequences. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 20, Paul is concerned that when he arrives in Corinth, he will find the Corinthians there quarreling, full of jealousy, anger, hostility, slander, gossip, conceit, and disorder. Each of these character traits may become habit-forming, and we may do them consistently without even thinking about them. These are the desires of the old sinful nature, which desire to have its needs, wants, and desires met, even at the expense of others. Paul calls these sinful desires embedded deep within us the works of the flesh, and these works destroy our fellowship with Almighty God, and they keep us from His kingdom. Just have a look at Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 to 21, Ephesians chapter 5, verses 3 to 7, and Colossians chapter 3, verses 5 to 7. Instead, if then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are of this world. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. as Christians, since our old sinful nature has been put to death by Christ in our baptisms, we are to habitually and purposely focus on the habits of our bodies and our minds, on whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable. If there is excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. Rather than immersing ourselves in the desires of the old sinful flesh, we are to walk in the Spirit, who produces the fruits of the Spirit within us. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. So much of what we do as Christians is a habit. And the Scriptures know and understand this fact. They even encourage us to develop good spiritual habits to facilitate our Christian growth in Jesus Christ. Remember what the first Christians did? They devoted themselves habitually to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, and to the breaking of bread and to the prayers. Acts chapter 2, verse 42. And in this regular routine of worship, we are to rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say it, rejoice. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. The Apostle Paul also encourages us to pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. And the writer of the book of Hebrews reminds us that we are to regularly attend worship and not to get out of the habit. Do not neglect to meet together, as is the habit of some. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. What are your spiritual habits? While you're sitting there with your arms folded, why don't you just take a few moments to think about them? Do your habits, especially your spiritual habits, foster or hinder your walk with Christ? Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord, that you would instill in us the desire to habitually hear your word, pray, attend worship, and rejoice in the fellowship that you have given us in your Son, Jesus Christ, with all fellow believers. Take far from us those things which would destroy our faith, and instead fill us with the fruits of the Holy Spirit, who will lead us and guide us always to praise and give you thanks. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.